We're continuing the shir on Likutei Halachos. We're hoping that this shir may very likely be a siyum of approximately a 20-year project. Started about 20 years ago in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. At the time, our Rebbe, Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha, Reb Michal Dorfman was alive and well, and he was the initiator of a kolel that learned every morning, that learned Gemara, Mishnah, Halacha, and Likutei Halachos from about 9 to 1 every day. That's how it started and continued throughout the years. And today, 17 days in Elul, Tav Shin Ayin Hei, we're in Chut Shel Chesed, we're in the building of Chut Shel Chesed. And even though there's another volume of Likutei Halachos to go, that volume was already recorded. That was the second volume that we did. For whatever reason, my rabbi, Zichron Avrocha, said after we finished the first volume, to go to the last volume. And we did. We did the whole thing. And then went back to do volumes 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And now we're up to 7. We're closing it. We dedicate this final shir, Le'ilui Nishmas, Moireinu V'Rabbeinu Horav Rabbi Yechiel Michal Rabbi Shoda Levi, and Moireinu V'Rabbeinu Horav Rabbi Tzviaria Ben Tzion, Rabbi Yisrael Abba Zichron Avrocha, Rav Rosenfeld, and Horav Rav Moshe Barat Asiyo David, my rabbis, all of them who had a tremendous role in everything we do, everything we say, and Horav Rav Nachman Yisrael, Rav Moshe, and also Le'ilui Nishmas, a very, very close friend, Ho'isha Malka Bas Rav Meir. The whole learning of the 20 years should be a schus to their neshamos. Their neshamos should have an aliyah, and they should be with us in what we're going to start from here, the next 20 years. That the next 20 years should be a lot better than these 20 years were, Mitzvah Shem. V'ze b'chinas ein oino lekarkoiz. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been learning here, we'll be able to understand why the Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes to property, the law of oino does not apply. Oino means if you fool somebody, if there's a standard price for something, that's, and you overcharge the person by a sixth or more, that's called oino. And the Gemara says that when it comes to property, real estate, there's no, the law of oino doesn't apply. It's only metaltal and movable objects. Ki ha-yetzahara v'asitra achro hu b'chinas oino. Because the yetzahara, our evil inclination, he's the real trickster. He's the real one who fools us. Shema'ane umate sabrias. He's the one who fools all the people. Ki ein oino gedoy laboilam kemoi hoino shalai yetzahara. There's no greater trickster. There's no greater person, one that's fooling everybody in the world than the yetzahara. Shema'ane umate sodom lahachlif oilam oimed oilam oivar chasishon. He tries to trick the people and fool the people into exchanging a world of eternity for a temporary world, for a little temporary pleasure here, a 5-minute pleasure. Rabbi Nazar said, for a 15-minute pleasure, a person can forfeit their whole life in this world and the next world. And that's what the Yetzirah is all about, making it look tempting and attractive and wonderful and sweet, that the person should switch eternity, eternal bliss, for a short, a temporary, silly thing. Uma'anehu umateyu bekama mine ramos varmimius ubilbulin. And the Yetzirah tricks us and fools us with all kinds of shrewdness and all kinds of tools that he, and bilbulim and all kinds of confusion. Bekama mine oinois vituyois beli shir voerech. Countless tricks that he has in his bag of tricks to fool and trick each one of us every day to get us to make the wrong decision, to make mistakes, to hurt ours. Kidei lemonoi miderech hachayim, in order to block us from the path of true life, mechayim nitzchiyim, from eternal life, mechayim toivim, from good life, mechayim aruchim, from long life, mechayim amitim, from true life. And the Yetzirah wants to knock us down and throw us into the lowest, lowest Gehenim, Shoel Tachtis, and to uproot us from both worlds, me'olam hazeh, me'olam haba, from this world and the next world, chinam, for nothing, aloy dover, over nothing, over silliness and foolishness, a person could end up forfeiting everything. Ki yodua, because it's known, Rav Nosson Zal says, she'ein shum nachas mikol ta'anuge olam hazeh ba'olam klal, that there is no real meaningful pleasure and satisfaction from any of the materialistic things in this world. Lemi sheyesh loy moyach bekod kodoy, to a person who has a brain in his head. Uboki ktsas betiv olam hazeh v'tavoysev tanugov, and the person understands a little bit what this world is all about and what its pleasures and everything. People spend $50,000, $100,000 to go away on a vacation. Wealthy people will spend $100,000 to go to an island on vacation for 10 days, $100,000. You can afford it, no big deal. And he'll go there and he'll come back sick. He'll come back indigestion. He'll have to go to the hospital for 2 weeks to recover from the stuff that he ate or he didn't eat, or dehydration. Person, he was looking for pleasure, looking for fun, looking for this. Or again, they'll try tricks, they'll do skiing this and break a leg or break a head and be in the hospital for 6 months or 6 years. That's olam hazeh. That's the pleasures of this world. Ki kulam mo'irovim bekas umachoivois v'yegoinois. Because all of the pleasures of this world are all mixed with anger, pain, and suffering, all kinds of things. The achrisoi, and the end, moro kelano chado, is moro kelano, is bitter, like the most bitter thing in the world. Chado kecherev pifiois, it's sharp like a double-edged sword, gam ba'olam hazeh, even in this world. We're not talking about what the person's going to suffer in the next world for sins that they did or mitzvahs that they didn't do that they could have done. We're talking about in this world, these people who supposedly have it all and they're having a great time and they get to go away on vacations. You look at it honestly, you hear what the inside story is and you hear that they're suffering the most in this world. Milvad asher ba'olam haba shom bevadai kol iskei olam hazeh moro mikol minei marirus, so mikol minei tzoros yisurin sheba'olam, and how much, and for sure in the net, besides in the next world, what awaits them, all the fun and all the different things that they did in this world that weren't proper, the person will have to undergo bitterness that's worse than all the bitterness and suffering and pain of this world. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, Zako mandelo yishani midilei klum. Fortunate, lucky is the person who does not participate, who doesn't partake in any of his pleasures, of the Yetzirah's pleasures at all. He doesn't take him up on his offers whatsoever. Nimtzah. We see, therefore, shehabaldovor me'ane umate esa'odo ma'oid ma'oid, that the Yetzirah fools people in tremendous, tremendous ways. U'kamayshom Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal says in Sichoi Saran, in Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, paragraph 51, ha'oilam mate oisonu ma'oid. The world, meaning this world, the physical, the materialistic world, fools everybody big time. People have it all wrong. They think that this is a pleasure trip. They think that the goal is fun, it's wealth, it's this, and they find out afterwards it was a terrible mistake. Ki ein shum odom sheyir loy keitz v'soif toiv min olam hazeh, because there isn't a single person who gets involved in materialism, who gets involved in trying to enjoy the materialistic life, that has a happy ending. No such thing, Rav Nosson Zal says. V'alkein, and therefore, kishehoichiach hanovias Yisrael, when the prophet reprimands the Jewish people, kiro'om, he refers to them as ho'ir hayoina. He refers to the city hayoina in Tzfanya, paragraph chapter 3, and the Mitzudas Tzion says the word Yoino there means Loshen Oino, that this world is a place, Las Vegas, place everybody comes to make money, to win millions. And most people leave there without their pants. They left their pants behind. They have to go borrow, have somebody fly in a pair of pants for them, because they lost that too. They thought, mamish, they're going to win. They're going to take it all home, take it everything. Kimuva b'metzudas tzion shom, as the Navi, the commentary on Metzudas tzion writes over there on that pasuk in Tzfanya. Al shehinichu lahoinoy sesatzman, over the fact that the people allow themselves to be fooled. They didn't work hard to save themselves from all of his tricks and wiles. And this is why the Torah uses the term moinin to refer to the Yetzirah, to refer to idol worshippers. As the pasuk says, V'ha'achalti es moinayich es besorom. Hashem says, I fed your moinayich, those who try to fool you and everything, I fed them the flesh. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh writes over there, again, Loshen Oino, that the word moinim refers to, again, ones who fool and trick people. Ukamash Upirish Rashi, Bereish Parshas Chukas. And as we find, Rashi points out, in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, where it speaks about the Pora Aduma, which is one of those mitzvahs that's called a choik, which means that we don't, on a rational level, we don't understand how this can work. How it's possible for the ashes of a red cow, it's got to be totally red and no hairs and all of these requirements, that's what purifies a person from the most severe kind of tumas mes. And the one who's doing the purification, he becomes tameh in the process. There are so many paradoxes related to Paraduma. So Rashi says over there, Lefi shehasoton ve'umay so'olam moinen es Yisrael. Because of the fact that the Satan, the Yetzirah, and the other nations, they try to trick the Jews to fool them into losing their faith in Hashem. And they say to them, Ma tam yesh b'mitzvah zu? Let's see you explain this mitzvah to me. Let's see you explain to me how this is possible. It's ridiculous. Sheroitzin lahoinoi sulahatoi ses Yisrael. They're looking to fool and trick the Jewish people, laharchikom mehatoyrav ha-mitzvahs, to cause us to distance ourselves from the Torah, the mitzvahs, machma she'ein yoidin tam ha-mitzvahs. Because of the fact that we don't understand the reasons behind all of the mitzvahs. Alkein, tzrichen lahashivam, therefore we have to answer them, gzeira gozarti, chuka chokakti. Hashem says, I'm a king. A king has the authority to issue decrees. I've issued decrees. Ein lecho rishus laharar achreho. You have no right to try to understand and rationalize my decrees. Ki klolius ha-Torah nikreis gam chuka. Rav Nosson Zal makes a very important point now. Most people think that the majority of the Torah does specify reasons for the mitzvahs. And there are thousands of sforim that are written that attempt to explain the reasons behind the mitzvahs. And many of them even try to rationalize it. It's got to make sense on a physical level. But Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is that Hashem refers to the entire Torah as chukah. That in reality, with all the reasons that we have, and with all the explanations that we have, even in the Sifrei Kabbalah, even in Sifrei Chassidus, the real deal is that we don't know. If somebody asks me, why do I put on tzitzis? The answer is, because Hashem said so, that's why. Not because it keeps me warm, and not because it's healthy, and not because Kabbalistically the wool and the linen represent, I'm doing it because Hashem said so. In fact, in one of the holiest prayers that we mention in Shacharis at Mincha, we mention the Ktoris, the highest level sacrifice that was brought in the Beis HaMikdosh. And in the Torah's definition of the different spices that we use for the Ktoris, it says there, V'halay mei raglayim yofenlo. There's a certain ingredient which, if that were added to the Ktoris, it would multiply the smell, the incredible aroma of the Ktoris. And it says that's meiraglayim, and it says also soer and dvash. If we would add honey to it, or we would add leaven to it, soer. So it says over there, v'loma ein ma'arim and vadvash. Why don't we add honey? Mipnei shehatoira amra. You know why? Because the Torah said so. And in Breslov, there's a custom, there's a special custom based on this teaching and based on this point being emphasized throughout Likut Imran, that when a Breslover says those words, he slams on the brakes and he says, Mipnei shehatoir amra, that why do I wear a yarmulke? Why does my wife cover her hair? Why do I wear tzitzis? Why do I go to the mikveh? Mipnei shehatoir amra, because the Torah says so, because Hashem said so. And we know that shortly, we're about a week and a half before Rosh Hashanah, the most important tefillah of the year is the final tefillah of the year, which is the mincha of Erev Rosh Hashanah. And my Rebbe Zichron Levracha, Reb Michal, was zocheh to be the chazan in Uman for that final tefillah, the mincha of Erev Rosh Hashanah. And again, when they would say the ketores, every word was $1 billion. Say it slowly, that whole tefillah said very slowly. And when a person comes up to those words, they're saying it not just for now, I'm saying it for the whole year, for my whole year and my whole lifetime. You want to know what my whole existence is based on? It's all about Mipnei Shehatoira Amra. Because simple Simon says, because Hashem said, that's why. That's 100% good enough reason. Anything else, when I learn the writings of the Arizal, it's gravy. It's extra. It's in addition. The main reason, the only reason I'm doing the mitzvah is because Hashem said so, not because I understand. There was a story with Rabbeinu Zal that he had a student who knew Kabbalah on a very high level, Reb Chaikel Zal. And this student, there's a lot of stories about him. At one point, Rabbeinu Zal was traveling with him, and Rabbeinu Zal said to him, I need a mikveh. He said, no problem, Rebbe. He said a few words, and there was a mikveh. In the middle of the road, in the middle of the forest where they were, there was a mikveh. Rabbeinu Zal started getting undressed to go to the mikveh, and Reb Chaikel was going to go into the mikveh too. Rabbeinu Zal said, no, it's for me, not for you. Rabbeinu Zal toivled and everything. On a different occasion, Reb Chaikel was explaining to Rabbeinu Zal about how there are certain people who are trained in dealing with animals, and even non-domesticated animals, you can train them. You can train a lion, you can train a tiger, we see in Sippi, where a person can go into a lion's cage. And Rabbeinu Zal smiled, and he said, yeah, I know. And he said, even snakes, they can train. Rabbeinu Zal said, yeah, let's see. And I don't remember whether it was Rabbeinu Zal or Reb Chaikel who took his stick and he flicked it, and it turned into a snake, like by Moshe Rabbeinu. Reb Chaikel commented don't remember the exact detail of the story, but Rabbeinu Zal said to him, okay, now let's see you with your chachma, let's see you master, let's see you grab it. Reb Chaikel said, no thanks, no, nothing to, please put him down, put him back, period. And those Reb Chaikel who knew Kabbalah Mises and everything, Rabbeinu Zal wanted to show him that chachma, up to a certain level. So Rav Nosson Zal says, because the entire Torah is called chukah, k'may shekosuv eile ha-mitzvois v'ha-chukim. These are the mitzvois and the chukim of the Torah. So we see that the entire Torah is referred to as chuk, that we know that we don't really understand the meaning, the reasons behind the mitzvahs. U'k'may shepirish Rashi sham, as Rashi HaKadosh points out over there on that pasuk, k'goyim levishas shatnez, Vachilas Chazir. There are many mitzvahs which we cannot rationally understand the meaning behind them. Paragraph Dalit, Nimtza. We see therefore, Shehayet Sohoro Vasitra Achra Nikra Oino. That the Yetzahara is called Oino. Vze Bechinas Ein Oino Le Karkois. And this is why the Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes to real estate, when it comes to property, the laws of Oino do not apply, ki karkois hein bechinas tefila, because property, earth, is tefila, shehi bechinas emuna. Tefila is synonymous with emuna. We said it many times, that when Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands in tefila, to battle Amalek, it says Vayihi Yodov Emuna, and the Targum says his hands were outstretched in prayer. So we see that Emuna and Tefillah are synonymous. So Rav Nosson Zal says now that the ground is Emuna, Shenikres Eretz, because the ground is called Eretz, the earth, the land, Shamayim Va'oretz. Kemay Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Shchon Eretz Ure'ei Emuna, live on the ground and be pastured, be nourished from its faith. So we see that the ground is Emuna, which is Tefillah. Kimuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal come upon him, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in many places in Likutei Moran. Ki ikar ho amido v'hasmicha bo'ilam hi bechinas Tefillah. Because as we discussed in the previous paragraph, when is a person standing on solid ground? When the person has Tefillah. Rav Nosson Zal said if a person has Torah alone, there are many people who studied Torah and advanced and fell. Yeravam ben Avot was a giant in Torah and he fell. What was missing? What was missing was Tefillah. Tefillah is what stands a person up on his feet, Rav Nosson Zal said. Tefillah is called Amidah. The Shemayin Esrei is called Amidah. When a person has Tefillah, then he's standing on solid ground. She'oleho oimed hakoil, whereby everything is dependent on and stands on that. Bibichinas, as the Gemara says, ein amida ela tefillah, that amida means tefillah. When it says that Avraham Avinu returned to the place where he had stood previously, ela mokoim asher omad sham, Rashi says that means where he had prayed previously. Amida means tefillah. Ukamay sham Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says, that at shebo chavakuk, the Gemara says that different tzaddikim tried to shrink the Torah to its most basic principles. At shebo Chavakuk, until Chavakuk Hanavi came along, ve'he'emidon alachas, look at the word, amida. He stood the whole Torah on one leg. What's the one leg that the entire Yiddishkeit stands on? V'tzadik be'emunoso yichye. It's called emuna. A tzadik lives with his emuna, ze'bechinas tefillah, which is synonymous with tefillah. K'mo shekosu vayehi yodov emuna. As it says, Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were outstretched in a display of faith, in tefillah. The Targum says, Prison Bitzloy, outstretched in prayer. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 7 of Likutei Moran, Hainu, this means, Kishezoichen letefillah, when a Jew is zoichet to commit himself to tefillah, Kimavur Leil, as we mentioned earlier, Hainu sheha'odam chozok va'amitz bedaitoi, meaning that the person is solid in his mind, shetomid yispalel Hashem yisborach shikarveu lavoidosoi be'emes, that I will always daven to Hashem for Hashem to bring me close to Him, really close to Him, yihye eich sheyeh, no matter what I'm going through, whether I'm experiencing highs or lows. Bibchinas va'ani tomid ayachel. Like Dovid HaMelech says, I am always praying to Hashem, no matter what I'm going through, ups or downs. Azai bevadai lo yuchal ha'yitzahoro lo hinoso ulatoisoi b'shum oifin. Then that person, the Yitzahoro, will never, ever be able to fool him, trick him. Bibchinas ein oino lekarkois. As the halacha says, there's no fooling when it comes to property. When it comes to tefillah, a person who is really committed to tefillah fully, that person will not be able to be fooled like the rest of the world. Ki tefillah hi bechinas geula acharayna she'ein achreya hefsekanal. Because tefillah, if you recall, we spoke in the previous year that when the Jews were taken out of Egypt, that was a temporary geula. That was a short-lived geula. We were free for a certain number of years, and then we were back in exile. Whereas the final geula is called a geula where it'll be eternal. Never again will we be exiled, slaves, anything like that. So Rav Nosson Zal says tefillah is like that final geula. Bibchinas, as the Gemara speaks about smichas geula letefillah, that it's important that we say Goal Yisrael, Hashem Sfosai Tiftach, to put the Shmon Esrei, the tefillah, to attach it to Geula. She'ikar smichus hageula bechlal ubefrat hila tefila. Because the main support and the main closeness to redemption, what's the closest thing to redemption? Tefila. Ki ikar tikvosenu smichosenu legula shleima beher b'yameinu beklolis ubeprotis huayidei tefila. Because our main hope and support that we're going to get to the finish line, we're going to have that final redemption very shortly on a general level for the entire Klal Yisrael, and the personal redemption that each individual person is waiting for is going to be through tefillah. Ki yihiyah eich sheyiyah, because no matter what, kol zman shemechazek u'ma'ameitz esliboy l'espal adan l'shem esporach, so long as a person continues to be determined, to be stubborn, and to keep begging Hashem to bring him close, she yeshiveu elav, that Hashem should bring me back to him, ufoyres kapov l'Hashem yizborach mimokam shehu, and the person spreads out his hands to Hashem from wherever he's at, if he's in the mud, if he's in quicksand, no matter where he is, afal pi she'ovrim olav yomim v'shonim harbe b'kilkuloi, even though the person is going through many days and years of sin, of messing up, of doing many sins, kol echod lefi inyonoi shenit paspoi, each and every one of us, based on what we've been grabbed in, what the Yetzirah has grabbed us in and pulled us down into different taivas rois and midos rois, afilu im nitpas b'ma shenitpas, even if a person has been trapped. Notice he's become a customer, a full solid customer of the Yetzirah, where he's totally committed to him, chas v'shalom, still, adayin yeshlo smicha v'tikva u'maymad al yidei tefila v'tachnunim u'bakoshos. The person still has a leg to stand on, and there's hope for them through tefila and through pleadings and prayers. Afilu b'hayevein mitzula, even in the lowest depths, ve'ein mamad. If you could move it over a drop, maybe it shouldn't bang into the thing. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, kavoy kivisi el Hashem, I pray and I yearn to Hashem, vayete lai, and Hashem turns to me, vayishma shavosi, and He listened to my prayers. Vaya'aleni miboyer shoin, and He lifted me up from the ditch, mitit hayovin, from the thick mud. Vayokem al sela raglai, and he established my feet on solid rock. Koinein ashuroi, Hashem established my footsteps, He put me onto a solid path. Look what David HaMelech is saying, look where he's coming from. He's saying that even in the times that I was in filth and mud, the lowest places, as long as I was kavoy kivisi l'Hashem, as long as I yearned to Hashem and I prayed to Hashem, Hashem was able to pull me out of there and to put me on solid ground. Shut it off, man. And put me on solid ground. Shaydei zeh sheshivati l'Hashem yisporach tomid bekivuy achar kivuy, through the fact that I continued, I persisted in davening to Hashem constantly. Aydei zeh zochisi, through that, I was zoiche v'yaleini mibor shoin mitit hayovein, that Hashem lifted me out from the ditch, from the lowest places. She'olisi mimkoimois roim u'mitunofim oid. I was able to get out of places of evil, places that were very filthy. She'nikroim boir shoin v'tit hayovein. Rav Nosson Zal's not leaving anything to the imagination. He's making it perfectly clear that he's talking about a Jew that has fallen into the worst types of filth and sin. Asher shom ein shum maimad kishnoif l'shom. Where there's no place to stand. When a person falls into such a place, there's nothing to grab onto, there's nothing to stand on. V'chas v'sholem yecholim lidboy Hashem. A person can drown there eternally. K'may shekosev, as it says, Tovati b'yevein mitzula vein mamad. I'm drowning in these depths, and there's nothing to stand on. There's no place to. Ube'emes, in truth, kama b'nei adam nitbusham v'nitrudu min oilam. There are many people who did drown there and who were taken out of the world completely. They ended up losing everything. Avol anoichi, but David HaMelech says, but I'm different. Anoichi shekivisi l'Hashem Yisborach b'kivu yachar kivi. I who hoped to Hashem, I never gave up, I never quit. I was always hoping and yearning to Hashem. V'shivati l'Hashem Yisborach tomid, and I always cried out to Hashem. Ayidezeh he'elani mibor shon mitzit hayovin. Because of that, Hashem pulled me out of there. He pulled me out of whatever fall, whatever depth. Vayokem al sela raglai, and Hashem put my feet on solid, solid rock. Koinein ashurai, and Hashem prepared my footsteps. He prepared a whole path for me to lead me into good, to lead me to success. Ki ikar hatikuma v'ho amido v'asmicha hu'al yedei tefilo l'Hashem Yisborach. Because the whole power of a Jew to stand up, and to remain standing, and the whole support system, what to lean on, is tefillah to Hashem. Kal yidei tefillah v'shavo uzokal Hashem Yisborach, yechoylin lamoid afilu b'mokoyim she'en shom shum ma'amad. Because through tefillah, through constant tefillah and crying out to Hashem, that person will be able to stand solid in a place where there's, you can stand. There's no, but no one can stand it. He will stand. We know that people experience things in life that a person, the world looks at it and says, a person can't survive this, cannot survive this. A person can't, this family can't succeed. And Rav Nosson Zal makes it perfectly clear that if a person is zeicha to believe in tefillah and not let up, stubborn again and again, and even if there are things that I'm asking for that it looks as if I'm not being answered, I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to keep punching. My job is to keep punching. Kaveh l'Hashem, chazak v'yametz libecha v'kaveh l'Hashem. Ki ikar ho'oino hu b'metaltelin. Because the place, the main place where people can be fooled and can be tricked is by movable objects. Shehein b'china shishuk tzovois, which corresponds to the six spheros of chesed, gvura, tiferes, netzach, hoyd, yesoid. And we'll show you in a minute why. V'al kein ho'oino shtus. And this is why the halacha is that when is it considered full, being full tricked? When it's a sixth. Ki ikar ho'oino bebechina sheish simeach oil. Because where does trickery, when can a person be tricked and fooled? During the 6 days of the week. Shehein bechinas malach memtes, which correspond to this angel in heaven, the malach memtes, who represents Zeranpin. He represents the vav of Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke. He represents the 6 days of the week. The Zohar HaKadosh and the Gemara say that during the 6 days of the week, Kaviyochel, Hashem gives over most of the authority. He's Hashem's manager during the 6 days of the week. He's the one who manages the world. On Shabbos, Hashem says, see, get lost. It's hands, Kaviyochel, full hands on. But during the 6 days of the week, it appears as if this Malach Memtes is the one who's opera, who's running. And this is why the Gemara says the story with Acher. He went up to heaven and he saw this Malach. He saw Hashem and he saw the Malach and he got confused. Because this Malach looks Kaviyochel like Hashem. He has so much authority. He's the chief angel in heaven. And Hashem gives him so much authority that it's possible, chas shalom, for a person to be fooled. That's why the Pasuk says in Chumash, when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Jews left Egypt, that Hashem said, they did sins, and Hashem said, I can't be with you, I'm going to send an angel. But be careful, Hashem said, al tamer boy, don't get fooled by him, ki shmi bekir boy, because my name is inside of him, and that's why he looks like me. The Zohar HaKadosh says that this angel, his name is Mem Tes Tes Reish Vav Nun, and his name is Bigematria Shin Dalad Yud. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about it in a few chapters on the Kutuman. Rabbeinu Zal elaborates about this Malach. So this Malach has incredible, to the human eye, a person can be deceived. He sees how great this angel is. It could chas v'shalom appear as if there's two, as if there's a, when chas v'shalom there's no such thing. So this angel corresponds to the 6 days of the week. That's when, which corresponds shekol mishisha sidrei mishnah, which corresponds to the six sections of mishnah, shehein bechinas kosher posel tohar tomei mutar osur. In the six sections of Mishnah, that's where you have diversity. That's where you have a moving target. You have arg disagreements. Kosher posel, tomei tor, osur muter. Veshom ikar achizas hoino. And there, it's possible to be fooled. It's possible for a person to be tricked, to think it's tor when it's really tomei, or to think it's tomei when it's really tor. Veshom ikar achizas hoino. And that's where people can get fooled and tricked. V'tzorich lishmar atzmoy moed. And therefore a person has to watch himself very carefully, shelo ye'ane v'yatoyse habaldovar, that the Yetzirah shouldn't fool him and trick him, al yidei ormosoy, by the Yetzirah's shrewdness. Meaning, like we learned before, that you get a person who learns Torah, and he learns Gemara, and more, and Halach, and he thinks he's Superman. Wow, he knows it all. Now I'm not afraid. Now Yetzirah, Shmeitzirah, who cares? And then the Yetzirah makes mincemeat out of him. He puts him in his little pocket. Because we know that Torah alone, the Torah can be a medicine or a poison. Person can learn Torah and turn into a balgaiva, an annoyed, the worst sins. The Torah can teach him, Rahman al-Islam, the worst things in the world if he doesn't combine it with a lot of tefillah. Rav Nosson Zal once, after he gave one of these shiurim from Likutei Halachos, picture, we're learning the Sefer, picture sitting live when Rav Nosson Zal was teaching. And the students that sat there felt as if there's no Bechira. The Yetzirah can offer me, I'll laugh in his face. There's no test anymore. Once you heard Rav Nosson Zal teaching these shiurim, person felt, and Rav Nosson Zal, when he finished, he said to his students, he said, Unzere Diburim, our words, if you don't sandwich them with a lot of tefillah, I don't envy you. Meaning he wanted to make it perfectly clear that a person thinks he's learning Likutei Moran, Likutei Halachos, Zohar HaKodesh, Kabbalah, and now he knows. Now I know, so the Yetzirah can't fool me. If you're going to rely on what you know, he'll put you in his little pinky. Unless you, the Gemara says that every day the Yetzirah comes and attacks the person with new tricks. And the Gemara says, "Vilmole Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisroi lo yochaloi." If you are not receiving divine assistance, if Hashem isn't helping you, you can know everything in the world. You're going to lose. You're going to lose. You're going to fall. And this is why Rav Nosson Zal is emphasizing so much here, that a person needs to learn day and night, but to make sure that before learning and after learning, he's praying, he's begging Hashem that the learning should be constructive, that I should understand the learning correctly, and when I'm being tested, I should remember what I learned, and I should hold on to what I learned. I should be zocheh to make the right choices. We know the learning starts off in the brain. The battlefield with the Yetzirah is in the heart. The pasuk says, "V'yodato hayoim," you'll understand, "V'hashevoise levavecha," and you'll communicate it to your heart. And Rav Nosson Zal emphasizes in many places in Likudah, how do you do that? How do I take what I know up here and how do I shove it into the heart, which is the arena with the battlefield? How do I make sure that my emotions don't get the best of me? My emotions might... The answer is, for that you need tefillah. That's hispoidedus and tefillah and tehillim. That's what really solidifies the connection between the brain and the heart. And therefore, avol bekarkois, but when it comes to property, Shehein bechinas tefillah, bechinas emunah, we said the ground, what you can stand on, that's tefillah, that's emunah. Bechinas Shabbos, emunah is synonymous with Shabbos. Shehi bechinas emunah. Shabbos is the symbol of faith in Hashem. It says if a person keeps Shabbos, he gets credit for the whole Torah. A person doesn't, mechal Shabbos, it's as if he doesn't believe in Hashem at all. Kimavur bankmacher, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 31 in Likutei Moran. So when it comes to emunah, tefillah, Shabbos, shom einoino, there, that person will not be able to be fooled. Rabbeinu Zal once said about his students, Rabbi Nizal said, my students, even when they do a sin already, their sin will be without hands and without feet. Meaning, another person, a person who doesn't have tefillah, who doesn't have this real connection to the tzaddik, when the Yetzirah tricks him, he really tricks him. The Yetzirah gets him to do a sin, he gets him to do it with all the best bells and whistles. When a breastlover, chas v'shalom, falls, he can't enjoy the sin. Why? Because through hours and hours of tefillah, he knows. He knows the truth. He knows what this world is. He knows what the next world is. Sometimes, for a moment, a person succumbs. He makes a mistake. But immediately afterwards, he picks himself up. The tefillah is this rope, this incredible rope, that no matter what kind of yirida, what kind of nefilah, a person is guaranteed that they'll be able to pull out of it. Ki kol zman she'ein odom zoche letefilah b'shleimus. Because so long as a person doesn't have tefillah b'shleimus, what does that mean? He's talking about religious Jews who daven, but they don't daven. They daven, but they don't take it seriously. The davening is something they're looking to get over with, to get rid of. And they don't really have kavanah in tefillah. And they certainly don't add to the tefillah. Shachris mincha marav is more than enough. I'm spending more than enough time with Hashem. I don't have to add to that. And they're looking when you don't have to say tachnun, and when you don't have to say this, when you don't have to say that. He says, as long as a person is not tzarich to tefillah b'shleimus, afal pisha oisek b'torah, even though the person is learning Torah seriously, shezeh ikar hatachlis, which is one of the main goals in Yiddishkeit. It's one of the main mission statements in Yiddishkeit. Afal pikein adayin einoi botuach, still that person is not insured, that person is not guaranteed that the Torah will be strong enough to stand up to all the tricks and wiles of the Yetzirah. What do you mean? The Gemara makes a statement. Hashem says, Borosi Yetzirah, Borosi Torah Tavlin. Hashem says, I made him, I know who he is. I created the Yetzirah, I created the antidote to the Yetzirah, which is Torah. So isn't the Torah enough? The answer is no. Just because you can quote one line in the Gemara where the Gemara says that, read the next line or read the line in front of it, where you see what did the Tanoim do? What did they do before they learned Torah? And what did they do after they learned Torah? The Gemara says in the Brachas, the Gemara spends pages telling us that the rabbi, before he sat down to learn, he said, Hashem, I'm going to sit down to learn now, please help me. Help me understand what I learned. I shouldn't be nichshal in a halacha. I should do. And then after they finished learning, they said prayers also. Some people skip that, or they miss that somehow. They see the one line and they think that's a. So you see, it only Torah alone is enough. I don't have to daven, and I certainly don't have to daven with kavana. And Tehillim, everybody knows that's for girls. Tehillim is for girls or people who have no brains. You can't learn. You say Tehillim. And despite this, that's for people who don't have no brains and no hands or feet either. Because the Gemara says, if a person is not really worthy, the Torah becomes a poison to him, it kills him. Which person knows how many traps the Yetzirah is setting for him, all around him, to trap him and to trip him up? But when a person is zoche, in addition to all the Torah that he learns, he sandwiches it with a lot of tefillah, hu batuach mikol oinoa sutuish loilam. That person is confident, that person is positive, that they will be able to withstand all the tricks, and they'll be saved from all the mistakes of the world. Ki al hakoil yispalel Hashem yisparach tome yeshayir. Because no matter what happens to me, when I do a mitzvah, I'll pray to Hashem, I'll thank Hashem for helping me do the mitzvah. I'll beg Hashem that I shouldn't get gaiva from the mitzvah. Person does a mitzvah. Person just finished learning for 6 hours, 8 hours. Person says, wow, my wife should be kissing my feet, and my son, everybody should be bowing to me, and I should see $100 bills flying out of the window because I'm such a big... And the person doesn't know that if he has gaiva from his learning, the 6 hours becomes a minus on his record, not a plus. Hashem says it's disgusting. Your learning is disgusting. Your davening is disgusting. So after a person succeeds in doing a mitzvah, he has to beg Hashem, Hashem protect me, that the mitzvah should be a plus. It shouldn't be a minus. It shouldn't hurt me. It should only help me. Every step of the way, every way. So, and a person who knows this, a person who really knows this, that person will daven for everything, always, no matter what. Therefore, this kind of tefillah, tefillah b'shleimus, this is the final redemption, after which there will be no more suffering, no more golus, no more exile ever again. That's why we said before that when the Jews left Egypt, it's called the Geula of Torah. The climax was Matan Torah and Har Sinai. The Geula that we're waiting for now is going to be a Geula of Tefillah, where the whole world is going to see that those Jews, the Tehillim sayers, and those people who davened with Kavana, who really put their heart into Tefillah, and those people who had Esbeidus, besides learning Torah, this is not instead of learning Torah. Remember, the Likut Imran begins, page 1, line 1, Dak Yal Yidea Torah Niskavlin Kol HaTefillahs. Rabbeinu Zal says, in order for your Tefillahs to be accepted by Hashem, you have to learn a lot of learning. But either one without the other one is failure, chas v'shem. We should be zeuche to absorb this. Rabbeinu Zal said the words that David HaMelech said, Va'ani tefila, I am tefila. And Rabbeinu Zal said that this is the main lesson that I came to the world to teach the world. The word tefila is bigamatria 515. Rabbeinu Zal's name, Rebbe Nachman ben Feger, is bigamatria 516. To show that he is koilel, tefila with the koilel. He was the one who added the incredible emphasis. He didn't change the Torah. He didn't add to the Torah. He brought it into focus. He reminded Klal Yisrael of what Adam Arishan did, what Avram Avinu did, what all of our forefathers did. Shem should help that this Torah that we're learning from Rabbeinu Zal, from Rav Nosson Zal, and from their Talmidim, our rabbis, that this should give us the strength to contribute our piece to this. Each one of us should be zeichet to start. I remember when I was coming close to finishing, when I learned Likutei Halachos the first time, Rav Rosenfeld was still alive. And every few pages I would have something I didn't understand, I would write it down. And when I accumulated 5 or 6 things, I would call him up and ask him if he has time, can I? And very often he would explain things from the Arizal, this, that. So when he saw that I was getting close to the end, he said, it looks like you're going to be making a seat. When he saw that the questions were from Choshen Mishpat, the second Sinu, he said, it looks like you're going to be making a Siyam soon. He said, I want you to remember this Sefer, you never finish. You finish it, you go back again. You go back to the beginning, you keep learning it. And he was one of the people who learned this Sefer every year. During Sfira Soimer, during the 49 days of Sfira, which are like a very holy time, he would go through the entire Likutei Halachos. 50, 60 pages a day and make a siyum. And usually he didn't finish Shavuos. He would finish Lag BaOmer a little after. That's how fluent he was. Hashem should help that we should be zeichet to absorb this and live it and be zeichet to Geula Achroina Shein Achrei Hefsek with the coming of Moshiach, Pinyin Beis Mikdash, Merhameinu, Amen V'Amen. Amen.